The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Well, happy 148th year of Confederation, Canada, and God bless America. Happy Independence Day to our brothers of different mothers. Or as the British like to say, thanks for nothing, ungrateful colonists. Personally, I can't think of a country I'd rather live next door to. You're in the 10 best anyway. At least in the top 50 percentile. But surely I jest. Canadians are rabid consumers of America's brand of pop culture, newsmakers, and polarized politics. We have our own federal election coming up in the fall, and the issues, ideologies, and candidates are equally as contentious as anything in the States. We just have three major parties instead of two, or as they say in Quebec, a menage a trois. Funny thing, though, Canadians seem to be much more in consensus on who should be president than who should be prime minister. It's common knowledge that Canadians have an ongoing love affair with Barack Obama, and conversely believe George W. Bush is solely responsible for the decline and fall of the Middle East. And there's no love lost between us and expats either. According to a Main Street Research survey commissioned by Post Media, a whopping 72% of Canadians said that if they had the chance, they would vote for Hillary Clinton as the next U.S. president. More telling than that, 11% were not sure, leaving just 16% who backed Jeb Bush. As for Calgary-born Senator Ted Cruz, he's ranked dead last amongst Canadians, scraping the bottom of the barrel with Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, and the Donald. Here at home, we're no way near as enthralled with our own Commander-in-Chief. Prime Minister Stephen Harper is not so enjoying his current historically low approval rating of 32%. That's with a boat anchor, not a bullet. So while we're contemplating sharing even more resources across the longest friendly border in the world, let's consider human resources as well. While Canadians may have their own thoughts on the matter, we would never presume to tell you who to vote for. But we like how you've been choosing lately, and we're liking the lady in the race to 2016. And to Congress, after you finish pummeling your current prez until his hair is white as snow, can we have him? I think Obama would be a great Senate appointment. We're not having much luck with our current batch of those weasels either. My name is Cal Coat. Cardinal rule number one broken, never discuss someone else's politics. Let's get back to the subjective goodness of global music. This past weekend, Vancouverites got an acrid taste of the smoke-choking reality of the worst wildfire season in recent memory. SoCal's Mariachi El Bronx know what I'm talking about. From their third album, here's Wildfires on World Beat Canada Radio.
still alive. A part of me has died. From ashes I will rise. A wildfire swept over me, a burning bright and out of control. A wildfire swept through me, a turning.
July 12th, they'll be in Vancouver, the Vogue Theater. That is Calexico from their latest album called Edge of the Sun. You couldn't even make out the sun, hardly, because of all the smoke in the air over Vancouver these last couple of days. The wildfires are totally out of control. Mariachi El Bronx started us off from their third album with Wildfires. Here's Wesley, a Montreal Haitian artist who explores his roots with Mama Africa.
C'est un hommage
To 19th for 37 years, the Harrison Festival has presented the very best in world quality performing and visual arts, and 2015 is no exception. Evening concerts at the Harrison Memorial Hall feature the likes of Moroccan world groove group A-Rad, the Jimi Hendrix of the West African Ngoni, the Sekou Kouaté and Ngoni Ba, folk pop grass group the Strumbrellas, celebrated Scottish folk band Braybach, and Newfoundland vocal trio The Once, just to name a few. The free access beach stage features performers of no less caliber, including Appalachia-gone Afro-Brazilian fusion band Matuto. We'll be hearing from them a little later. Alternative neo-folk musician Oliver Swain's Big Machine and Nunavut folk rock group The Jerry Cans. That's piqued my interest right there. The Harrison Festival of the Arts is an event for the whole family amidst the breathtaking scenery and small-town atmosphere of beautiful Harrison Hot Springs, and that is not an overstatement. With their new record, Edge of the Sun, Calexico takes inspiration from a trip to a place surprisingly unexplored by the band before, Mexico City, and with the benefit of many friends and comrades to help guide the way. Hear the result live July 12th at the Vogue Theater, highly recommended. August 4th at the Vogue Theater, Tanarawin, Tamashek guitar poets and soul rebels from the Southern Sahara Desert, on tour to support their latest release, the full-length MR, and the EP Inside Outside, Joshua Tree Acoustic Sessions. There's another that I won't be missing. Bugatt has a song about Los Presidentes. Since we're talking about that off the top, let's give it a spin on World Beat Canada Radio.
promesas.
Que se
calle. Y sus malas campañas.
Que se calle.
No compra con esloganes.
Que se calle.
Esperando el cambio.
Que se calle.
Hey, I gotta tell it how it is. Mentira tras mentira, no me engañan a mí ni a ninguno como yo.
Quítate la máscara.
Manipulando la información y todo lo que ven por la televisión. Cero justicia, cero paz por la chota. En todos los rincones, siento para viejas y nuevas generaciones.
Señor presidente, a mí no miente. Los dos sabemos lo que piensa de la gente que no conoce, como la hambre. Siempre de viaje, lejos del que sufre. Qué linda foto para su campaña. Y qué tan caro salió el publicista. Sloganes, economía, estado, es business y ya.
A tu gente muriendo de frío, de hambre, corriendo contra el tiempo sin medicamento. ¿Cómo puedes dormir en las noches sin que la conciencia te reproche por el veneno y el mal que le has hecho a los pueblos violando sus derechos? No te casas, matas en el nombre de la paz, como si la vida es negocio nada más. Te apoderas de las tierras de nadie, no se puede comprar el aire. Quieres volver estéril la esperanza, pero acá de luchar no se cansa. Este amor se multiplica por tu odio, más que tu sed de petróleo.
Listening to the best music is on a roll at World Beat Canada Radio.
Radio.
There's something more authentic about the way those guys do Afrobeat than some of the other North American purveyors. That is Jungle by Night from Amsterdam, who have earned the blessing of Tony Allen and Seyoun Kuti. That track is called The Move from The Hunt. Time for us to check back in with Tommy, A Bluegrass Opry by The Hillbenders. Now, this is the whole album, the whole rock opera Tommy, redone in a bluegrass style by The Hillbenders. It's your touch of the familiar, and we're going to hear The Acid Queen from World Beat Canada Radio.
If your child ain't all he should be now, this girl will put him right. I'll show him what he could be now. Just give me one night. I'm the gypsy, the acid queen.
We'll be right back. might not see if you give your love to me. Crows will be flying upside down, and fish will be whistling on the hill. Fish will be whistling on the hill. Oh, darling, don't see if you give your love to me. Fish will be whistling on the hill.
Double shot of twang for you from the Hillbenders and their tribute to Tommy, a bluegrass Opry. We heard the Acid Queen. They're a five-piece from Missouri. And that was Matuto, who will be joining us at the Harrison Festival of the Arts July 11th through 19th. And Chicken Teeth. They're a six-piece from New York City. You wouldn't have believed it listening to that piece. And they combine Brazilian forró and Appalachian music. Matuto, by the way, is Brazilian slang for cowboy. A whole nother half hour of the best music from the four corners is coming your way. Next, back to Amsterdam for a visit from Dutch Cameroonian future Afro-soul singer Nitjam Rosie. And we'll hear The One from World Beat Canada Radio. My name's Cal Cote. It's good to have you here.
Hello, I'm Carlos Núñez, the Galician Piper.
We're the Ducks.
Hey, this is Tim Brennan with the Dropkick Murphys.
Hey, this is Dave King from Flog and Molly.
Sean Smith from Lunaset.
Karen Casey here.
This is Ian Byrne from The Elders.
Join me, Patricia Fraser, for the best Celtic music mix. Celt in a Twist, Canada's contemporary Celtic radio hour.
One that is here when everybody else is gone. The one that is near when you think you're all alone. Never feeling lonely 'cause he's by my side. Never am I hungry 'cause I'm fed by the Christ. My knowing say that is truth when all the others tell me lies. The one distributing fruit from the tree of life, yeah. Neither am I lost nor scared when I let you lead. Never feeling hopeless 'cause you know what I need.
You know what I need.
My anointed Savior.
Yeah.
All fire and omega.
From the twisted imagination of Tejinder Singh from Corner Shop, there's something for you. It's called The Bureau Pen, a funky mashup of Indian singing, percussion, and samples. Before that, Nitjam Rosie and The One, which is also the title track of her fourth album. Here's something equally ginchy from German-French couple Stereo Total. I referred to our three leaders in the federal election as a menage a trois. Here is L'Amour et Toi from World Beat Canada Radio.
Selling tourism on sacred land. the local mob sit on their hands. If what I'm speaking here makes any sense, open up, my friend, and jump the fence. Bow down to your God, and don't forget about the earth. Place your hand on a tree, who's helping you breathe? Give thanks to the sun, when you open your lungs. Throw your hearts in the bin, every old dirt or sin. Bow down to your God, but don't forget about the earth. Place your hand on a tree.
The tribal environmentalism of Xavier Rudd. He's back with a new album. It's called Nana, and it's Xavier Rudd and the United Nations. It's a new release on Network Records, who are local here. And they will be at the Commodore Ballroom for two nights in a row, October 22nd and October 23rd. That should be a wonderful show. What we heard was Bow Down. We still have more great music to come. Back with Jaw 9, our interview from last week. More from her album, New Name, and Taken Up, on this edition of World Beat Canada Radio. We couldn't do it without you. It's good to have you here.
Bless and sanctify, O Most High. With this collie on my brain, steam incense in India's most potent native strain. Absorption of the essence frees most every mental chain. Concentrate, then dehydrate, then load it up again and get taken up, taken up. Into the celestial, sweetest high that you could never find. Vapor soaking in of the holy green. Tap into the potential of your mind. Now a warning to the weak fence, make sure you're on the defense before you let the chains fall. Cause when you hit that first cough, illusions start to burst off. Composure is the protocol. Steaming on the high grade can sometimes leave you sideways, depending on the content of your heart. Your children will reach the most high, while the wicked and the evil fall apart. When you're taken up, taken up. Of your mind, oh, whoa, whoa.
I'm senti. Pardon my behavior while I talk about the green. But there's a moment in the first draw when you exhale, then you inhale, then you hold it, then you taste it, then you exhale, then you feel it, then you see what I mean. Oh, oh, then you're taken up, taken up into the celestial, sweetest high that you could never find. Ooh, oh, oh, oh. Vapor soaking me of the holy green. Tap into the potential of your mind. When you're taken up into the celestial.
If you missed our interview with her from Kingston, Jamaica last week, you can still find it at Mixcloud under World Beat Canada Radio and also at our blog page, which is calcopirate.com, where you'll find a complete playlist of the program and links to all of the artists featured, including Jaw 9 from her new album, which is New Name. And we heard Taken Up, produced by Rory Stone Love. My name is Calco. We're produced through the facilities of Calco Pirate Communications, and a big shout out to our affiliates who are airing this program, and Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. We're going to take it home with Open Door Orchestra. This features the kora playing of Badiali Sissoko. He has a real innovative approach to the instrument, and this particular project is called Open Door Orchestra. We're going to hear Ala Yasso. But our last word, well, we've been listening to some bluegrass, so I think it appropriate that we listen to the wisdom of Bill Munro, the U.S. instrumentalist, who said, "Bluegrass has brought more people together and made more friends than any music in the world. You meet people at festivals and renew acquaintances year after year."
Talking about war and peace, but now no longer can they just talk about it. It is no longer the choice between violence and non-violence in this world. It's non-violence or non-existence. That is where we are. We are. We are. We are. We are. We are. Non-violence or non-existence, that is where we are today. Let us move on. Let us move on. Something called love.
Ma Alayada Musikendo Alayaso Musinima Alayada Mokendo Alayaso Mwonyima Alayada Musikendo Alayaso
are rooted in hate, and so they are saying, love or perish. Love or perish. Love or perish.
Sungutoka no kana labi mol tem. Sungutoka no kana labi mol kodo. Sungutoka no kana labi mol nima.
Banana lulu wara wara wala say ikonanta tang tang ni jube benya ko basila ni nya ko basi bejimila ni jibe mo betimina fomalo wala setunla sareto buko so danno so wala buko sareto danno bitelom sinini nom sinindi wodolom kodo e kaso to wanyama aketa wanyama le ni ake kun isi fanje ni make kun isi fanje tilimbali amon betia nandala katama
Calcopyrite Communications.